September 7, Randy Moore.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Randy Moore has been a leading news anchorman in the Midwest for more than 30 years. People say he's a comforting, stable, and trustworthy presence, perhaps the Walter Cronkite of this era. He is able to inject a sense of calm that counters unnerving news reports. But Randy's life off camera was no easy thing.
Even in the hardest times, the peace of Christ is here for you. Randy Moore grew up in a Christian family. Church life was natural to him. His life was charmed, not a lot of sickness or hardship. And in 48 years, Randy's Christianity had never really been tested. He believed that is just the way the Christian life is, until the challenge of his wife Ann's cancer. Ann Moore found herself experiencing many sleepless nights. She struggled night after night with excruciating pain throughout her body. The diagnosis was devastating. Inoperable, incurable, terminal pancreatic cancer. Like many men facing the challenge of watching a loved one suffer, Randy's response was to man up, internalize the pain and the shock. He was doing it for his wife. His sole focus was taking care of Ann. He changed her dressings, monitored her medicine, and did the best to bring her comfort throughout the pain. But it became too much for Randy. His nights were full of fear and anxiety as he agonized over her pain and suffering. He came to the point where just the dread of knowing that Ann was going to die, probably very painful and very quickly, was just too much. The thought just knocked him for a loop. He couldn't eat. He couldn't sleep. The tossing and turning every night took its toll. During the day, Randy struggled just to function in his high-paced job as a highly respected TV news anchor. His mind was focused on Ann. My wife has terminal cancer, and I'm the one that's incapacitated. I was acting my way through it on a human level. I didn't know that I could truly trust God and trust Jesus to get me through it. Like many Christian men, he believed all the right things, but he hadn't experienced his Christianity. Now, for the first time, he had to conduct himself as a Christian under very trying circumstances, and he just didn't know how. It was different for Ann. Reading her Bible and praying, she spent many hours on the couch in quality time with God. Day after day, she lived in constant pain, but with a peace that God had given her. It was a peace she carried throughout her cancer journey. How did she get such peace? Randy was amazed by it. Then, in the middle of his struggle, something remarkable happened. John 7, 37 through 39 says, "On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, 'If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.'" In the course of caring for Ann, a peace and joy overcame Randy too, and it astonished him. That peace in the middle of horrible trouble showed Randy that this Christian life is not just a set of beliefs. It's about a life, the Christ life. It is the life Jesus led here on earth, a life of self-sacrifice and service. It is the life every Christian is called to. He said, "We can live the Christ life because we have the life of Christ living in us, the life of peace." Randy lives the Christ life today, not only as a news anchor, but as pastor of Baker Chapel, where he dedicates his life to serving others. He co-founded a cancer support organization, has helped sick and injured children as host of the Children's Miracle Network, and helps kids with dyslexia learn to read. The Bible says that in this life, you will face trouble. And in those tough times, it may seem impossible to find peace. But let me encourage you in this. If you come to Jesus, peace is found in Him. Even in the hardest times, the peace of Christ is here for you.
Hello, men. My name is Ryan. I'm a narrator here at 365 Christian Men. Randy Moore's story was very tragic, at the beginning, at least. And I tried to put myself in his shoes of what that would be like if my wife was sick with cancer and how I would handle it and what my faith would look like. And man, I think it would be a lot like Randy's was at first. And I think that sometimes in trials, especially seeing people who challenge us in our faith, really provides perspective. And in this case, it was his wife who was currently going through cancer. So man, I wonder, when you're in times of trials, what does your faith look like? And not only that, do you choose to look at the problem or look at God who's the solution? So men, today I would challenge you that if you're looking at a diagnosis or somebody in your family is, instead of just looking at the problem, look to the one who can heal.